The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
You may have noticed that there's been a bit of a regime change going on. That's right. Obama is out and Trump is coming in. Well, the campaign was controversial. The president-elect is controversial. But what do we know about his policies? And what can the visually impaired and disabled community in the States expect from their new leader? We used an app called Vorail to talk to that community, and Laura Kirker presents their views.
Talking about northern New Jersey draws the prober's eye, written by a nice reporter. Now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said. This is 14 years ago. They didn't do a retraction.
That clip was the source of one of the many controversies that came out of President-elect Donald Trump's campaign. It was accompanied by Trump jerking his arms around and holding his right hand at an angle, apparently mocking journalist Serge Kovalevsky's physical disability. The incident was voted one of his worst offences in a Bloomberg poll in the summer, this being, of course, before the locker room scandal. But the Democrats made huge use of the clip in their campaign. Trump denied he was mocking Kovalevsky, but was it indicative of how America's 45th president will view the disabled community in his country? Should our cousins over the pond be worried about what the future holds for them? We put the question to the blind and visually impaired community in the US. How do they feel about Trump as their new president?
The man is very talented. There's no doubt. I mean, you can say all the bad things you want, and I've said some negative things, but I'm also one to point out positive things, and I think he has a lot more positive to bring.
At this rate, I have a great fear that we will be completely ignored and stripped of all of our hard-earned rights. He is a hardcore Republican, and they don't see us folks with disabilities of any kind as people. He's a bully.
My fear runs a lot deeper and a lot different than I think where most people are at with this, because my concern is for his safety, because I think Mr. Trump has managed to step himself into a ginormous hornet's nest either prior to or shortly after his taking the presidency. There may be a catastrophic event bestowed upon us. As far as things like he's going to attack the disabled or dismantle Social Security, those are just vicious rumors. He's never indicated any of that.
There's a lot of things being bandied about. People on the right say there's not a lot to worry about. People on the left say there is a lot to worry about. He's just, he's a wild card. And it's going to be a ride, that's for sure. And I think he might have some surprises up his sleeve. So we'll see.
Some of the first articles to come out after the election railed against Trump's apparent plans to repeal Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, as it's actually called, as soon as he was sworn in early next year. This was rebuffed pretty quickly, but he does have plans to reform elements of Obamacare. How would that affect blind Americans?
The thing is, the majority of people with disabilities aren't affected by the ACA because most people are still on Medicaid and Medicare. I think the biggest place where we're likely going to see problems is, you know, if there are any significant cuts to the Department of Ed, you know, which funds the rehabilitation program.
He's already said that he's going to amend Obamacare.
The Obamacare program under the Trump administration, one, would be modified, and I think it would be better off if it does get modified.
Now, honestly, Obamacare has not affected me because, you know, I'm on Medicare and Medicaid, so I have really been virtually untouched by it. But there are a lot of people that have been, and I do think there's too many people mad about it.
Apparently, Trump recently said there are certain things he intends to keep, like the rule about pre-existing conditions and the ability for young adults to still be on their insurance plans of their parents, up until the age of 26 at least.
It won't be long, probably about a year to a year and a half, before the Obamacare gets fully replaced with something better.
So perhaps blind Americans won't be affected by ACA reform. But why then were the media headlines screaming about, "I'm a disabled American, Trump's policies will be a disaster for people like me"? Trump is the most ableist president in modern history, says one expert. Disability rights advocates are terrified of a Donald Trump White House. And two big disability rights organisations, the National Disability Leadership Alliance and ADAPT, felt the need to issue statements proclaiming their concern and the need to continue fighting.
I have some blind friends that are freaking out because they're so afraid we're going to lose our disability, which is, I've never heard him say anything about that. That's not even one of the things that he made a big issue about in his campaign.
I remember when George Bush Jr. was in office that, you know, he was attempting to cut off Social Security, so hopefully that's not the case.
Trump has already said in a number of his speeches that he will not cut Social Security or those type of benefits. What Trump wants to do is to go through and weed out the fraud that exists in Social Security. He will not touch benefits to the disabled. So I'm hoping that Trump will be better for the United States and the handicapped people in the United States.
I have heard repeatedly that center or very right people have concerns that he may not introduce entitlement reform because he hasn't talked about that. He has no plans to drastically change entitlement at this point.
Sheila O'Moran is from the UK, but she lives in Michigan now and has lived in Boston and in California. She thinks that disability might actually be flying under the radar.
When people talk about empowering populations of people who, or, you know, groups of people who may be disadvantaged, the go-to situation here is very much race. So when we talk about equal opportunities, people with disability fall very much to the bottom of that pile because we're relatively small as a population.
My concern is more how people with disabilities are more likely to be treated. Because so far it seems that minorities in general are facing a greater degree of overt discrimination. Trump incited something in people that was already there, but he basically gave it permission to run rampant because he went and did it on stage.
Honestly, I'm not as scared of him as I am some of his ridiculous, stupid supporters.
The things that scare me are just the racial and other things that have been going on since he came elected president. And just the way I've heard people treating each other, it seemed to make people seem kind of comfortable. And like, it's okay for us to treat people these ways that are not okay at all.
In Trump's brave new world, then, the biggest fear for blind people in the US could be that Donald Trump's campaign has legitimized prejudice against all minorities.
So the VI minority reports there. Thanks to Laura Cooker for that. We do indeed live in interesting times, don't we?
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.